Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Monahan, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Monahan now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Monahan.
Come on this journey with me. Each week when you join me, we are going to chase down our goals, overcome adversity, and set you up for a better tomorrow.
Fasten your seatbelt. I'm ready for my close-up.
Hi, and welcome back. I'm so glad you're back here with me this week. Okay, so every once in a while, I like to look back, and this is interesting. I'm retraining myself now that if I'm going to spend time doing something and it's not living in the present moment, I want it to be future casting where I'm going, right? Like that clear vision of where I want to be. I don't want to spend a lot of time pining over the past, like, oh, why did this happen? And why did that not work out? And rah, rah, rah. But every once in a while, I do like to go back and look at my books, right? Overcome Your Villains, Confidence Creator. And it's super emotional for me when I do. And this was all kind of prompted. A really good friend of mine came to town, spring break here in Miami. And so a bunch of people came into town, actually. And a lot of people that I've, you know, grown up with my whole life from Massachusetts. And it's so, and some of their kids are here. And it's just, it's so great to have people in your life that you've known. They've known you through all the highs, the lows, the challenges. And it makes me nostalgic, I guess, a little bit. So anyhow, I was thinking about my first book, Confidence Creator. I also was because of the other episode I created this week about getting fired. And to me, that book I wrote right when I got fired, and it's kind of that roadmap for creating confidence in any situation and bouncing back from a big challenge and turning it into really a breakthrough instead of a setback. So super proud of that book, super proud of both of my books, but Confidence Creator was my first one. So got a special place in my heart. Okay, so actually, I don't have any Confidence Creators in my house right now. Isn't that crazy? It's so weird. I used to have cases and cases of them. And right now I have a case of Overcome Your Villains and I have no Confidence Creator. So I actually had to pull it up on my computer on my PDF final that we submitted back in 2018.
Meet a different guest.
When I started podcasting, an online store was the furthest thing from my mind. Now I'm selling my group coaching on the regular, and it is just so easy, all because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soaps or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. I didn't know what I was going to do when I got fired. Launching my own business seemed so intimidating. I didn't know how to set up a website, and I really didn't need to. Shopify does it all for you, and they make it so easy. It was that breakthrough moment for me that I realized I can do this. I can go to work for myself thanks to Shopify. What I love about Shopify is you don't need to have all this technology information ready to, you don't need to know how to plan and run things. You just need to go to the platform, turn it on, and know what you're selling, and Shopify is going to help you figure out the rest. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries, including your girl right here. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Monahan, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Monahan now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Monahan. No matter what stage you're at, they're going to make it easy.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. And I love that. Okay, I need to let you know. Quince sent me the super soft fleece zip-up hoodie to try it out. And I want you to know this. This is fact. I loved it so much that I bought the same thing, super soft fleece zip-up hoodie in light blue, navy blue, gray with matching joggers. And I just ordered all the shorts too for spring and summer. This is the softest material I have ever owned. My son came up to me and said, "Mom, you look so pretty." I'm literally in a zip-up hoodie outfit, and my son loved it. It is the softest thing in the world. You will thank me once you order yours. The product is incredible. The fit is incredible. I literally bought it in every color. The best. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/confidence for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/confidence to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/confidence. Thank me later. So anyhow, all right, my dedication, I want to start with this. For my son, who has taught me that confidence is not given, it is created. You may have been the youngest and smallest on the basketball court, but I watched you go out there and go after it like a boss. I am forever grateful for your example. Now, this makes me almost want to cry. What's interesting is my son is not little anymore. He is a boss. He's huge. He's a beast. He has for like the, I don't even know how many years now, forever, since he was probably 5 years old, he's been playing basketball. But really for the last few years, he works out sometimes twice a day. He has a personal trainer. He is on the AAU team for Ray Allen. Like, he plays on the high school team. My son is a committed all in on basketball. But it was kind of cool for me when I wrote Confidence Creator in 2018, Dylan was 10 years old then. So it's just kind of cool to reflect. And that's why it's super important, I think, to journal, to see how far you've come, right? And this just reminds me how far my son has come. I would have never known he's going to be as tall as he is. He always says he knew he would be. But it's just interesting that you never know what's going to happen. You know, anything is possible. And this guy was, he was one of the littlest kids on the court when he was younger, and he's not anymore. And things can change, and things can get better, and things are temporary. So I hope that that reminder lands with you today. Okay, so I want to get into the first chapter of my first book because it's really special to me. And I think that it's actually, I think out of both my books, it's the most commented chapter, like the one that people speak to me so much about. And it's because it's about my son. I think that that really lands with people. Okay, so I write an introduction to the book. I'm not going to get into that, but let's get into confidence. All right, it's part one, confidence. Chapter one, remind yourself. It's so good. "Mom, can you write on my shoes?" That's what my 9-year-old son Dylan asked me at 6:30 in the morning before school. I was rushing around the kitchen trying to make breakfast and get his bag packed before we had to fly out the door, and he's asking me to write on his shoes. "What? Hurry up. We're going to be late." That was me. True story. I saw that he was holding out one of his basketball sneakers and a Sharpie. I knew he had a game that night, but still had no idea what he was talking about. "What am I writing?" "I want you to write, 'You can do all things,' on the bottom of my shoe." I think he saw the blank look on my face, so he explained, "Mom, no matter how good you are and no matter how talented you are, every once in a while, you need to remind yourself. When you're in a tough spot, you have to remember who you are. You can't feel confident every minute of every day." Oh, gosh, preaching. His kid is so right. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. How brilliant was this? I wrote out the phrase for him in marker on the bottom of his shoe and handed it back to him. He ran off, finished packing his bag, while I watched him in stunned silence. I couldn't get over what had just happened. My son had taught me the importance of reminders. I literally cried. I was 41 and still struggling with my confidence. It took me years to learn how to believe in myself. He was 9. but he was already capable of creating a confident safety net that he could turn to for support when he needed it. At the time, I was a CRO of a radio company. Because of my job and my role in various charities, I was often required to speak in front of large groups of people at functions, but it wasn't always easy for me. I would feel nervous before I had to take the podium. I'd look out over a sea of faces who were all staring back at me, and I would feel doubt creep in. I would question myself. That's not a comfortable position to be in. Deep down, I knew I was capable, but there were times when I found it difficult to call upon my confidence. Dylan was right. We need to support ourselves during challenging moments. So after that talk with my son, I took a page from his playbook and started to write little reminders on my shoes whenever I found myself nervous about making a speech or attending a big meeting. 1 month later, I was asked to speak at a charity luncheon for an organization called City Year Miami. They mentor inner city youth to give them the direction they need to get through school without dropping out. Many of those kids didn't have a support system. Many were impoverished and living in dark places. They were just trying to get by. It wasn't easy to have confidence and trust in yourself when growing up in that environment. So one thing I wanted to stress in my speech was that those kids could learn confidence. Confidence is a skill that can be learned and not one that they had to be born with. What better way to prove that than by using myself as an example? At the end of my speech, I told that story about my son and the message he wanted me to write on his basketball shoe. I brought the actual shoe up with me to the podium. I even showed everyone the message that I wrote on the bottom of my heels that morning. The very next day, I was sitting at my desk at work when I opened up my email and saw that my mailbox was filled with messages from my friends and coworkers who attended the luncheon. They had all sent me pictures of the notes they wrote on the soles of their heels. I love me. I deserve better. I can do this. I am not alone. The messages went on and on. The ladies got into it. Today, I write reminders to myself on my computer. I have reminders that pop up on my iPhone. I hide some inside of my clothes and around my house. I even have a picture frame that says, "Hello, gorgeous." I sometimes forget where I put them, so when I come across it, it brings a smile to my face. More importantly, those reminders have a lasting impact. We all need people who pick us up when we're down, but sometimes it's a job that we can do ourselves. Playing a role in our own rescue is the ultimate key. Sometimes it's as simple as having access to reminders. If you ever see me at an event, you can bet that I'll have a supportive message on the bottom of my heels.
Meet a different guest.
When starting out a new business, it's a complete pain to get through the LLC part. Taylor Brands makes it 90% easier. It's easy and affordable to get your LLC with Taylor Brands. Taylor Brands offers all the legal requirements for LLCs, such as registered agent, annual compliance, EIN, operating agreement, business license and permits, and much more. Taylor Brands walks you through each step of building a successful business and has everything you need all in one place. Bookkeeping, invoicing, business licenses and permits, business documents, bank accounts, and so much more. And our listeners will receive 35% off Taylor Brands LLC formation plans using this link, taylorbrands.com/confidence. That's taylorbrands.com/confidence. So get started today with Taylor Brands. Okay, so that was the first chapter from my first book, Confidence Creator. It holds such a special place in my heart. That is a true story, and that is not where my son stops. He constantly teaches me lessons. I remember, I guess about a year ago, I went down to his room to put some clothes away, and I saw he had this vision board that he had created of all these colleges he was going to get accepted to and the NBA, and I said, "What is this?" I had never told him to do a vision board. In fact, I had never done one. I had heard of it, but I just never had actually done it. He said, "Oh, this is my vision board. This is what I'm creating for my future." And it was just so, like, matter of fact. Of course he was. Why wouldn't he be? You know, it's important to do the work, right? Like I said, my son trains at least once a day and most days twice a day. He's very clear on his goals. He writes them down. He has pictures and images of them. He surrounds himself with people who are at a super high level. You know, he trains with the best trainers. He pushes himself into fear all of the time. Remember I mentioned he was the smallest kid on the court for a really long time, right? So he's putting the work in. He's got clarity on what his goals are. He's taking the necessary steps to achieve them. But he's got this really strong sense of belief and a knowing. And that was something I was missing for years. And so I emulate that from him. And it's so great to have an example. And examples can come in so many different ways. It doesn't just have to be a mentor or someone who's light years ahead of you. Sometimes it can be your child. Hope this message helps. I hope you leave yourself some reminders because you are worthy and you can choose to develop the skill of confidence too. Until next week, keep creating your confidence. You know I will be.
This journey with me.
Hi, I'm here to tell you about a new podcast that I am so excited about, Negotiate Your Best Life, hosted by Rebecca Zung, a part of the Yap Media Network. As a globally renowned narcissist negotiation expert and an attorney recognized by U.S. News as a best lawyer in America, Rebecca shares her invaluable insights and strategies for navigating life's toughest negotiations. By drawing from her own experiences and the wisdom of her high-profile guests, such as Bob Proctor, Mark Victor Hansen, John Gordon, and Rebecca delivers empowering advice that will inspire you to reclaim control of your life. Negotiate Your Best Life is all about how to negotiate your way to greatness. She provides practical guidance on how to break free from toxic relationships, stand up against injustice, and transform chaos into freedom, possibility, and purpose. Many times, the first negotiation you do is with your own in the morning. In the morning is when you wake up, and that's when Negotiate Your Best Life is time for you. It's about to find your way to greatness, conquering obstacles, and creating the life you truly deserve. Get ready to slay, thrive, and unlock your full potential. Don't believe me? I'm going to go ahead and share some of the reviews that are out there so you can hear and you can believe too. You have helped me so much these last few weeks. I was with a narcissist for 2 years. She drove me to the point I wanted to take my own life. Listening to you has made a massive difference, and now I know what I'm with. Thank you, Rebecca. Now the recovery. Thank you for gifting the knowledge to believe in myself again. You have unknowingly helped me legally represent myself through criminal, federal, and civil court proceedings with a narcissist. There would be so many people around the world that you're helping without even knowing like me. You saved my life. Emma, 35 years old, Australia. If you are ready to stand up against injustice and transform the chaos in your life into freedom, possibility, and purpose, then check out Negotiate Your Best Life now. Subscribe to Negotiate Your Best Life with Rebecca Zung on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast platform.